Sword fittings are a form of art that is really unique to Japan.
Donald LaRocca is curator of arms and armor.
There's not a parallel in the West for the decoration or equipping of swords. The Japanese sword fittings, they were usually made as sets, and what we see here are two circular guards to protect the hand that would have been mounted at the base of the blade, and then decorative washers and fittings that would have been mounted on either end of the grip. The small little figures that are pairs of rabbits in this case would have been woven into the silk wrappings of the grip itself, and the two rectangular pieces would have been for a set of small knives that would have fit into the scabbard of the swords. Sword fittings like this were made as matched sets. They were made by specialized craftsmen who produced only this type of metalwork usually. They're made in a very interesting variety of alloys, frequently involving gold and silver as well as the iron work. They can be made with a wide-ranging variety of decorative styles, and some of the imagery is very playful. In this instance, we see pairs of rabbits playing about in the grass, done really in a very playful way, but also beautifully done as real works of art in miniature. So they're great examples of metalwork, and they were made to be mounted on swords. The blades would have been kept in families, often for generations, and then sometimes from generation to generation, different sets of sword mountings were made so that they would be interchangeable and could have been used with blades of different periods. The sword fittings are separately collected both in Japan and then from the 19th century in the West as well. And one of the largest and best collections of Japanese sword fittings, in fact, happens to be here at the Metropolitan Museum.